The U.S. sends a message to Russia. Elisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden giving a speech in Warsaw a day after his visit to Ukraine.
Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free.
And he says a year after Russia's invasion, President Putin no longer doubts the strength of the NATO-led coalition, but still doubts their conviction.
There should be no doubt. Our support for Ukraine will not waver. NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire.
He's also giving a message to the Russian people, telling them the U.S. and Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia, and that the West is not plotting an attack, which Putin claimed in his own speech earlier today. The Russian leader also blaming the West for the war in Ukraine and saying he's suspending a nuclear treaty with the U.S., though Russia's foreign ministry now says they will respect the caps on nuclear weapons under the New START treaty and will still exchange information about ballistic missile tests. A free health clinic is now open in Ohio as state and federal officials try again to reassure residents with health concerns from a recent toxic train derailment.
I recognize we have to work to earn your trust.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan making a return trip to East Palestine today and drinking tap water while visiting homes. This as the EPA also takes charge of the cleanup from the derailment and chemical burn, ordering Norfolk Southern to take all available measures to clean up contaminated air and water and to reimburse the federal government for a new program to provide cleaning services for impacted residents and businesses. What the National Weather Service calls a historic three-day winter storm is now bearing down on the upper Midwest. Expected to dump heavy snow on several states, possibly more than 2 feet on the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and in some parts of the upper Midwest, blizzard conditions and bitterly cold temperatures. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
A U.S. resident is sentenced to death in Iran, accused of planning a deadly bomb attack.
Iran says Jamshid Sharmad is the leader of an armed group which wants to restore Iran's overthrown monarchy. The 67-year-old, who has Iranian and German nationality, lives in Glendora, California. Sharmad's family say Iranian agents abducted him in Dubai in 2020. He was then put on trial over a series of attacks, including the bombing of a mosque in which 14 people died.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Germany's foreign minister calls the death sentence unacceptable and warns of a clear reaction. The U.S. Supreme Court declines to revive a lawsuit challenging part of the NSA's warrantless surveillance program. The justices leaving in place an appeals court ruling against the foundation that runs Wikipedia after the American Civil Liberties Union said the NSA's snooping on Americans' international phone and email communications violates constitutional rights. The appeals court ruled the lawsuit had to be tossed out after the government invoked the state secrets privilege against possible damage to national security. United Airlines is changing its policy on family seating.
These days, there's no guarantee if you book airline tickets that you'll be able to sit next to your child, even if the child's a toddler and without paying extra, like an option. Now United Airlines is hearkening back to the good old days and making it easier for families to sit next to their younger children as the airline deploys next month a new seat map feature that'll help seat kids under 12 next to their parents for free. That amid numerous complaints that led the Transportation Department to urge carriers to do everything in their power to ensure that children are not sitting next to strangers. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a sell-off continues for now. The Dow's down 527. The NASDAQ down more than 200. The S&P also sliding more than 1%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.